The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
It's Troy's turn.
Do they look identical to the ones that we just slaughtered?
Racist.
Like, I was going to say, all the Koto look the same now.
Racist.
Huh?
Same garb, same iconography.
These ones did not have any iconography.
Okay. I mean, did they have armor? Does the armor look the same?
I don't think they did have
armor. Shields, yeah, weapons.
All they had was a shield, right?
The bonus
shield and spear. Shield and maybe these guys would have shields and spears too, but...
I will.
This guy definitely looks different than anything you've seen yet.
Can I actually see him?
I'd say there's a fair chance. They're all coming around the corner.
Can I attack him, or is it going to be?
You don't want to try to talk him down?
Yeah, maybe they don't want sacrifice.
If these guys look different, then it might be a good idea.
I've been told they don't look different. That's exactly why I asked.
Talking is a reaction.
Yeah, Shushar to calm his people down, or we slaughter them all.
Yeah, I will. I guess I will communicate to Shushar. Like, do you want to like help us out here? And I don't know.
You are psychic. Like, you could talk to them too.
True.
You want to roll a diplomacy here, Shushar?
Let's see. What do I have anything good? Nope. Sure don't. Not so much on the charismas.
I'm glad you're Professor X who pops claws and doesn't really do anything with his mind.
Yep. Intelligence, not charisma. I will hold my action to, if they attack somebody, then I'll use my energy beam. But I will
your energy beam? I just make it up now.
He is now Professor X, Cyclops, and Wolverine.
Energy beam. As an action, you target one creature you can see within 90 feet of you. That target must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d8 acid, cold, fire, lightning, or thunder damage. Your choice.
Totally making this shit up.
Dicks, all of you.
No,
you
know, I
start slinging ice at one of these fucking things, though, I'm out.
Then I will say, like...
Screams flame on.
Like,
I just wanted to give somebody a chance to attack them. No, they come around. This guy is in robes, and he has his hands up.
Okay.
Singing his song?
No.
Can you hear you say hey?
He talks, and you guys... You both speak
Matt
under common.
And I speak under common.
Yes. Matt and Troy both speak under common. You both understand him.
Marek does.
Huh?
I don't speak under common.
Jesus fucking Christ, let's move on.
Chair collapsed.
It's karma. He comes around saying, peace, friends, peace. Sure. Shushar will say that's Archpriest Ploop.
So these guys, you know,
it's pronounced bloop.
Yeah, yes, I know these
guys.
Like
a turd hit the toilet.
I will ask the robed man, Ploop. Who are these laying before us?
These ones were looking for favor with the priestess of the Deep Father. I and my friends are humble servants of the Deep Mother, and we have been foretold of your coming, and we were on our way to help you.
Foretold by who?
By the Deep Mother.
And she is at odds with the Deep Father, I take it?
I'm sure she is. I know we are.
I will.
Do your friends don't understand, do they?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Looking at Kira like...
The little guy does.
What's going on?
The other two don't speak.
I'm, like, literally pulling my glaive out of the face of another one of them, like, standing in all these muck of these bodies.
Out of the shield. It was stuck in a shield.
Right.
The other 11 people behind us all speak under common, though, right?
Most of them.
Sorry,
it wasn't an option.
He will cast tongues on himself, and he will talk to all of you. The Deep Mother. You are all blessings of the Deep Mother.
Can I see his sigil, his, like, holy symbol thing?
Yeah, you could.
What's it look like?
I honestly don't know.
Stack of bubbles.
Does it look like a manta ray with two octopi tied together?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Good idea.
I like him.
Forgot about that.
You had another dream, too.
About fish people? I had the one about the Umber Hulks.
Or no, that wasn't a dream. I am sorry. That was a religion check that you rolled a 20 on and bitched that I didn't give you more information.
Okay. I don't remember it.
Yeah, so don't bitch next time. You won't remember next game anyway.
I think that every night we should just say something about that was clearly in your dream, Matt, when he's not paying attention. Just like the old gypsy woman said.
By the end of this game, you will have had 2,000 dreams. In reality, like two.
Yes, you're all blessings of the Deep Mother. The Deep Mother's blessings are things that have been left behind or things that have been lost. You were lost by the drow. She sent you to us.
Oh, well, that sounds fantastic.
Does the Deep Mother heal? We feel like shite.
I can give you a place to rest up.
Good on you.
But I need your help.
Might need to heal up first.
Yeah, we can
Kira just quite literally, like, is standing in the muck of the dead Kotoa, like, pointing at them, suggestively, like, we've sort of helped. Like, I think this is worth a meal and a place to sleep.
Of course it is, yes. On our way back to Slubadab, I'll explain.
That'd be great.
Yeah, and he will escort you back to the settlement.
Hang on there, law of the land, these are our kills. I kind of want to check their pockets.
Okay.
Thanks.
What's that? What I got? What kind of fucking cleric you always play? Jesus Christ.
Fish scales.
You find spears and sticky shields. Did and
money?
No.
Fish food.
I want a shield.
We're taking sticky shields.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do with them. Until you define them better, we're taking sticky shields.
All of them. There are what? 8 or 10, right?
Great.
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do with them, Jeff, but I'll try to do something clever with them at some point. Matt said we could go back to that chasm and cross it.
Yep.
I didn't have a problem.
You don't happen to have mage hand, do you, Lucas? God damn it.
I could.
Get a 50-foot rope and stick it on the ceiling. You could swing across.
I will need to... We have to get to the next level first. Maybe level 3.
You're going
to
give me something weird like a sticky shield. I'm going to fucking use it. I don't know how.
Yeah, I can't use it.
Use it like those bike pedals and transporter. I just thought that was the coolest, dumbest thing in that fight. What does he spill for? Is it oil?
He spills oil on the floor. And he, like, and he greases himself up and then he puts on the pedals.
I remember.
Clack, clack, clack. Fucking stupid, but also awesome.
Bloop will explain what he needs and give you a chance to rest and everything like that. And you level up.
What does he need?
Really?
Level up and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Oh, hey, you level up. I guess that
gives me back to full hit points.
I was not prepared for that. Okay.
I was hoping by the time we reached the next city, the next stop, we would do something. But.
Really? Well, I guess they do say that this doesn't sort of start until 3.
Yeah.
I need a PHP then.
Hey, everybody. Schroeder here. We're going to go ahead and jump about 45 minutes ahead, so I apologize for the hard cut, but the guys literally took almost an hour just to level up their characters and talk about boots. I imagine you don't really want to listen to that. So we're going to go ahead and jump right ahead and move on with the story.
So Koto, right?
Yes.
We're going to talk about our level ups.
Yeah.
What did everybody?
Okay.
You brought it up.
No, he did.
No, you did. You said
you literally came out of your mouth.
All the things that you changed.
See,
no, he said that.
I said that just because level 3 is an important level in D&D. Is it not?
I said no, because Cody always blew off whatever changes we made.
Because no one gives a shit if you get 6 extra hit points. The major thing with level 3 is you get abilities.
I didn't get any abilities at level 3. I got kind of shit.
Cody, what'd you do?
At level 3? You did it right? That's why I asked.
Right here. See, third features, blank mark. Yep, he's right.
That's because clerics suck.
No, it's because my spells increased. Instead of having just 3 level 1 slots, now I have 4 level 1 and 2 level 2 slots. So now I have twice the amount of abilities.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody gives a fuck about the 8 hit points. Just say, hey, I got like 4 new spells and a couple of them are level 2.
I got a bunch of new spells and I maxed out my hit die, so...
See?
I got 11 more hit points. Yay.
10 seconds. I now have Battle Master, which means I've got superiority dice, which means I can take... maneuvers and attacks that will allow me to do additional shit in combat.
Matt, you should have gotten 12 more hit points.
Why?
Because you're a dwarf.
You got a red vine.
Well, I think I got extra play action, too.
Wait, what?
I'm a dwarf, and so I get one extra beyond.
He gets one extra hit point per level.
Cool.
So that was my problem, is that people want to wax poetic about their shit.
Hmm?
I went from 18 to 30 this time.
I went from 22 to 33. I rolled an 8 on my D8.
I'm the front line, and I have the lowest hit points. This is my life as a D&D player.
So I'm an Azamar.
You're about as good as you were as a... I'm just kidding.
So I guess I'm the only one who got like a...
bottle sound?
I'm the only one who got like a racial ability, I suppose. So I can, once per long rest, for 1 minute, my eyes glow and I grow incorporeal wings and have a fly speed of 30 feet. Not sure.
1 minute.
For 1 minute.
This is why he had to have a custom made mini for an ability that he gets 1 minute per day.
Still an angelic character. Now that has wings.
I think I've just learned something. The monkey claps.
So we've used the Red Vines, please sponsor us, in the Not Your Father's Mountain Ale, please sponsor us. And it makes a nice little cherry Mountain Dew flavor.
Mm. Yep. I also took Pact of the Tome, so I've got 3 cantrips from various things, as well as 2 more new spells. So I'm ready to kill shit.
And actual spells or the cantrips? Or?
I have 3 new cantrips and 2 spells.
Jesus.
Please tell us about your psychic bullshit.
So I gained another discipline, and I took corrosive metabolism, so I can do fun things like touch a target and get 1d8 acid damage per psi point, or as a reaction to piercing or slashing damage, I can cause acid to spray from my wound. Each creature within 5 feet of you takes 2d6 damage, so that's fun.
So you can just ink people with acid. Yeah.
I didn't read that Xenomorph? Properly. That's funny. I just thought it was just acid spray. I thought you were like, oh, you get points for acid spray.
From the wound. That's insane.
I'm going to take Mind Thrust. So a target must succeed on an intelligence saving throw or take 1d10 psychic damage. My psi point pool more than doubled to 14. And my psi limit is now 3 points. I'm going to spend 3 points at a time.
Cool. I really want to know what's going on in Sloopadop.
What did you do?
You already said
I told you, I'm Battlemaster. I got 3...
He masters all the battles.
Yeah, I master all the battles.
I guess I wasn't listening.
It says Master Battle. Clearly misread it.
I'm not going to comment.
You shouldn't.
Although I must say, the Red Vines in the Not Your Father's Mountain Ale actually is pretty good. Yeah. I did it to be ridiculous, but it tastes solid.
Yeah, everybody want a Red Vine?
Like, you should...
You gotta bite the ends off it first, you dingbat.
No, you don't.
He's in a straw.
He just wants to test it first. Huh. There's something about the hard sugar, the Red Vine, and the fizzy soda aspect of the Not Your Father's Mountain Ale that is a really good combo. No, I got sweeping attack, pushing attack, and maneuvering attack, so it allowed me to just kind of do fun shit, hopefully, during combat.
It's pretty good.
I believe the French call that a mariage flavor.
Is mariage feminine?
Mm-hmm. Mariage. Huh. My husband is a Marie.
Please tell us what's going on in Sloopadoop.
Sloopadop.
Oh, sorry.
Sloopadoop's an NPC we're meeting.
Sloopadop.
Sloop Zombie.
My grandfather and...
Fish City.
There's a wanted poster with the Gorton's fisherman on it.
Okay. Sure you're good.
Under the sea.
Dang, 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 dang.
How you liking that DM seat?
I don't give a...
He's got to edit all this fucking shit out.
You get to edit all the shit.
This is why we're not allowed to drink.
Yeah, it's exactly why I never let you drink. It says Le Mariage on Wikipedia, by the way.
Le?
Yeah. So I think it's En Mariage.
Whatever.
Fish City.
Cabin Matter.
We built Fish City.
Lucas, you rarely have a laugh out loud moment, but goddamn it, was I good.
That's a parody we can actually do and not
yes,
get
right?
You go, good. We can build Fish City on tuna rolls.
Jeff ate us all.
We built Fish City has to stay in now, because that's like the MIDI version of I Saw the Sign.
Yeah.
Like, we're slowly composing an album of shitty parodies. And
it's going to be fantastic.
I can't wait to see the next t-shirt.
How could we turn Bruce Springsteen and that is Bruce Springsteen.
No.
No.
No, no, no.
The fuck is that?
Jefferson Starship.
Jefferson Starship, that's who it is.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh my god.
The boss would not make that shit.
I suck at music.
No, you're all right. I didn't know who it was, but I knew that it was something Starship. Is it Jefferson Starship?
Just wiggling air.
It might have just been Starship.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Jefferson Starship was, yeah. I feel
well,
like
it's... Well, so there's Jefferson Airplane, right?
Right.
And there was Jefferson Starship. And then there was just Starship. Same lineage.
Like the Wachowski Starship?
It's definitely not Jefferson Airplane. I do know that much.
No. Was it Jefferson Starship? Yes, yeah, I was right.
Good job.
Okay, you're escorted from the cavern into the settlement by Archpriest Ploop. He explains on the way that his daughter has had visions in the last several weeks of the Deep Father. She has started an upstart cult and is trying to sway control of the people away from him. They've been performing all kinds of sacrifices to this new god, and there's a massive ritual coming up, and he's going to disrupt it. And he believes that the Deep Mother has sent you all to help him.
Your holy ploop. Is this the symbol of the Deep Father? And then I'm assuming there's detritus and dirt on the ground somewhere.
Yeah, he takes you back to a. You know what? I'll give you guys a map.
I want to sketch out on something the thing I saw in the vision. The
dream. First vision or the third one?
Fifth one.
I'm not falling for it, and you don't know numbers, so that's how I know it was a lie.
I know five is bigger than three.
Lead you in.
Five is bigger than three, right?
This way through the town. And he will lead you to this building.
Sorry, I can't see on your tiny fucking screen.
Well, then fine. Don't look at my fucking map.
Sorry.
Just out of curiosity.
I thought it was a clutch.
Just out of curiosity, what happened to your actual other tablet? Is it just dead?
Yeah, I just forgot to charge it.
Okay, I was just curious.
He'll lead you to this building. There is a massive, well, not massive, but 10x10 statue out here in the middle. And you recognize it as the Deep Mother.
Okay.
You probably know the goddess's actual name, but I can't pronounce it. So
it's a bunch of bubble noises.
Yes.
Uimanglui Waganaglafatagan?
Close, probably.
Way more bubbly.
But I'm asking about the thing I saw in my dream.
Right.
The manta rays.
The manta ray with the octopuses tied together.
And you draw that out and he's like, yeah, that looks just like the altar, yeah.
Okay.
So why the fuck are you dreaming about, fish people gods?
Well, I don't really know. I thought maybe something I had ate had turned, but definitely saw, like, hundreds of Shushars all praying towards this altar. It was weird.
The Deep Mother sent you a vision?
I thought it was my god, but sure. I mean, I'm not gonna like say no to a god. That's just rude.
I love now that the Midwesternness is impacting you. You don't want to insult him by saying it was not his god aspect.
Like I thought it came from my god, but I mean, sure. I don't. Why not?
I'm open to receiving messages from any good gods. So yeah. You know, mi casa es su casa.
Make a religion check, Matt.
Not a good one. 7.
Cool. It's definitely a good god.
Okay, yeah.
Can just Matt make religion checks?
Are you proficient in religion?
I am.
Then make one.
So am I.
Then make one.
I'm not.
I didn't figure.
Matt, 20.
All right.
Good luck, card. Yep. Thanks, Nord Games.
15.
Oh, I could have cast guidance on myself.
You could have.
So mine's a 23 total. That matters.
You got a nat 20. That's good enough. Troy, you actually got high enough that you could probably figure a few things out. The way he talks about a new god popping up, the Koto don't...
Are they monotheistic? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, not at all. The Koto don't worship established gods. The Deep Mother wasn't a god before the Koto started worshiping her. It was their worship that brought her about. Shushar told you about how the Koto are kind of mad and he left to find his way. This is part of what he was talking about. Okay. Lucas, with your nat 20, you will have seen writings about the Deep Mother or whatever, you know she's not a goodly god. She is a goddess of death, scavenger god.
Mm-hmm.
Her blessings, like Ploop was saying you guys were, the things that are left behind, the things that are lost. It's because the owners are dead. They take whatever's left. They're the scavengers of the sea.
So she's not an inherently evil god, but she's not. She's more of a neutral.
No.
No.
Is it a grave robber?
Neutral evil.
Neutral evil or chaotic evil?
I don't know. I'd have to look it back up. I Wikipedia'd it.
The question is, are you picking up things that are being scavenged, or are you murdering people so those things become scavenged?
Right.
There's a fine line there that I don't think the Kutar...
I will hang on to that information.
Yeah. It's not anything really for you to do anything with. But
no.
You'll get information.
I can convey when we're not near this priest.
Were you inferring that the Deep Mother is somewhat connected to their madness?
The Deep Father is.
I was saying that their madness is probably what called her into being.
Okay. So she's all about flotsam and not jetsam. Because I was just looking at the difference between those two words. One is from a wreck of a ship, and one is voluntarily throwing things overboard. Yes.
Matt with the nautical puns.
No puns are sometimes funny.
I'm not trying to be funny. I was just wondering if there was a
pun. Oh, so you're willing to be stupid.
Jeff has cocked and locked the judge.
No, the judge is at home. That thing's ridiculous.
What is, just generally speaking to the archpriest, what sort of numbers are they looking for here? Is this like 10% of Sloopadop is favoring the Dark Father? 20%? Is it a 50-50 fight?
Things are trending his way right now.
Any particular reason why? Like ecclesiastically?
Because I was the strongest priest here until she started worshiping him. She's had a massive increase in power.
Sort of a backstabbing daughter kind of thing, then.
Not really backstabbing. She would accept me if I were to worship him, but as a subordinate.
It's very Slytherin.
Now, my plan is to interrupt their ritual tomorrow. I want to present you all as sacrifices.
Wait, we just had a problem with that.
I want to pretend to present you as sacrifices.
Well, I feel like that's what those other guys would have said if they were smarter.
I can't award it, but Matt, you get an inspiration.
Actually, I think in the PHP you can.
I can donate him one, but I don't have
one
to give.
He doesn't have one because none of us have them.
Take one of these.
You can give him your card.
I like my card.
Well, shut up then.
This actually might be more useful to you.
Just like that. So those other guys would have said if they were smarter.
I and my followers will be there with you. But I believe that you are the blessing that the Deep Mother sent to us to turn the tide.
So shouldn't we just wait for the part where they say, does anyone object, and then object? Isn't that part of the ritual?
Wrong ritual.
Can I insight whether or not I really believe that they want us for bait, but not to actually sacrifice us?
Can I cast guidance on him for that insight check?
You wouldn't know that's what I'm doing. So no, probably not.
It's not like he's going to lean over in the middle of the conversation and say, hey, I want to see if he's lying to me.
Excuse me while I insight this. Little help, please.
He just sticks out his arm. We just make this the thing when we want Matt to insight us.
Yes, you can roll insight.
That's a two on the die, so probably not going to be it. It's five.
Couldn't I mean, it sounds fishy.
We built Fish City.
Cody's flipping me off.
I do a lot better with the not being bait aspect of this plan. Like maybe perhaps the stab people violently aspect of the plan.
Well, see, that's what I want you to do.
Can't do that if I'm being a sacrifice. They tend not to arm sacrifices, unless you have a totally different definition of the word sacrifice.
Well, if we're there, and we've taken your weapons as prizes, are his trophies. I mean, we're there to arm you. I mean, anybody else can inside.
Can we confer with Shimshar?
Shushar.
Whatever.
You literally have telepathic characters. You can be hive-minding the whole time.
Well, you didn't say that Stool did his ploof.
That's because I'm not controlling the NPCs.
You can ask Stool to poof.
Hey, Stool, can you poof? Make sure that none of the other guys are in the poof, the bad guys.
I mean, it's just around him. It's 10 feet.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm talking my head now to
Shushar.
Shushar.
You have
a Pokemon called Chimchar, and it's fucking me up. Sorry.
You have a card. You have a card.
I don't. It didn't come back to me. I put it on the table with this thing last time, and it's not returned.
Then someone has stolen your card.
Yes. That's your fault.
You can have my extra.
Did you write that on there, or is this my writing? Oh, it's... Whatever. So, Chimchar. No, Shushar. So Shushar. I'm using the head talk.
No shit.
Is this guy for reals, yo?
What do you mean by for reals?
Like, you're going to be up there on that altar there with us. Is he going to fillet us, or are we going to maybe walk away from this one?
I know for sure that unless he's really considering converting to another god, he's not going to sacrifice us to another god.
Is he going to try to sacrifice us to his god?
He wouldn't do that at the altar of the Deep Father.
Okay, then. Now I'm going to, as soon as I pick up my D4 off the ground, I'm going to incite Shushar and use guidance. Never mind, nat 20. Is Shushar telling the truth?
Okay, you're not a natural telepath?
No.
And you're standing there having a conversation with Ploop. Are you breaking the conversation to turn and look at Shushar?
I don't know.
Do you have to actually look at someone to speak to them with your mind?
No.
No, but if you're not a natural telepath, you're gonna turn and talk to them like you're gonna talk to them.
Well, no, I'm saying he wouldn't be able to insight Shushar.
Yeah, how does he insight silence and a
not looking at his face?
I just like that visual as he just turns and stares at Shushar.
It's like you just said, I'm not a natural telepath. I would probably look at the person.
You probably would. That makes sense. Okay. Shushar is being serious.
I look at Ploop and go, excuse us if we don't exactly 100% trust you.
Hang on just a second. With your nat 20, you notice the difference in Shushar. You ever, I mean, I don't know if fish tanks are a thing in D&D, but you've watched fish in a fish tank. They're never stopped. They're always moving, right? Either they're slowly creeping along, they're darting, they're whatever. Mm-hmm. The Koto here are like that. They're always moving. And the conversation follows them around the room, pacing back and forth, going in circles, whatever. Shushar isn't like that. He's completely separated from it. There's a certain unstableness in them that is not in him.
Because he's awakened?
Because, yeah, something like that.
Or the fact that he's been away from his people for so long, he's managed to deal with it a different way.
No. Or his people are affected by something else,
right.
And he's not here for it.
Right.
You're not getting that. Because he hasn't said that this is out of the ordinary.
I suppose that's fair.
Not out of the ordinary, but we don't necessarily know that the Koto have not maybe become affected over time by this worship or by somebody else. So him being away, maybe that's one way to it that, I don't know.
Shushar will tell you that this is his people. I mean, this is the way they are. This is why I went to try and find myself. This is why I wanted to come back and help my people.
Because they're fidgety.
Because they're former mind slaves of the Illithids. And they've never been right since then.
But you're right.
It took me years of intense training.
Well, then here, these are your people. Should we do what the Holy Ploop says? What's going to help you awaken the others the most to save your people? Said the lawful good.
The deep mother... And her followers don't require living sacrifices. That's a major step away from what typically happens here.
All right. So we're going to go with the lesser of two evils then, yeah?
Could be.
Is that what you want for your people?
I would like to be able to bring my people out of this, yes.
All right then. Has everybody else able to hear my...
Yes. Stool poofed everybody around you.
So are we all good then with going with the plan? He said...
with his mind.
Sounds like a fine plan.
Really would like another plan. Can we come up with another stabby plan? Kara really doesn't like not having something to stab others with.
But maybe we just, maybe we hide you. You come up from the rear.
She shrugs.
All right, your holy poopness. We're gonna help you.
Okay, we have until tomorrow night.
What
do you people want here?
What do you mean, you people?
I mean, you people, short boy. I mean, why did you come to Slubladob?
It was closest.
Okay. What are you doing after you leave Slubladob? Because I don't think you're going to fit in well here long term.
Oh, no. Yeah, we don't plan on moving in. Just passing through. Place to...
Like to get supplies and head to Gontalgrim.
You've got a long way to go before you get to Gontalgrim.
So I'd like some supplies, please.
Okay. I think we can help you somewhat with that. Traveling by land or by lake?
I mean, the lake is the fastest way, right?
Yes, by far.
If we were able to do that safely, I wouldn't say no.
Sir, shit. That specifies, doesn't it? Damn it.
What?
Survival check, just from having been in the Underdark before, whether or not I think land or by lake is better?
It was in the last episode. We discussed it. Like, when we were talking to all the people in the jail.
Make your survival check.
That getting to Gontalgrim by lake was the fastest.
Right, but I don't know if that's the best way.
Oh, okay. Okay, I know what you're saying.
That's almost a crit 20. Survival check of 23.
Probably both equally dangerous.
Okay.
The Dark Lake would be the quicker way, if you've got somebody who knows where they're going.
Ideally, if we could find a guide, we'd like to take the lake. Be a bit faster.
Are you making any other stops on the way to Gontalgrim?
I sort of look to the assorted troop.
Menagerie.
Perhaps a stop or two for supplies.
Bepito's hand shoots up and says, Gracklestug. Sereth says Neverlight Grove.
Yeah.
Stool wants to go back to Neverlight Grove. Topsy doesn't really want to go anywhere in particular.
What about the other deep gnome? What about Jimjar?
Jimjar does want to go back to Blingdenstone. Eldith wants to go to Gontalgrim.
Question.
Yes.
Didn't Jimjar get dragged off?
No, that was Turvy.
No.
Turvy and
Ront. Ront got kidnapped.
Yeah, Ront got kidnapped.
Okay. Go ahead, sorry.
Gracklestug would be the closest place past here, on the other side of the Dark Lake.
That's where Bupido wanted to go.
It is.
And, I mean, we should just drop our friends off on the way, right?
We'll have to resupply no matter what, so.
Might as well.
If we can make it across the lake. Blingdenstone would be our next stop, then. Is that what you said? Blingdenstone?
Gracklestug.
Sorry, Gracklestug. Gracklestug would likely be the next stop.
Okay, so you're all in.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can get to the site ahead of time, stash some items?
What kind of items?
Well, specifically, her weapon. She's pretty useless without it.
No, we'll make sure you've got your weapon. Don't worry about that.
Accio Glaive?
How about explosives? A Sherman tank?
Do you have any magical items that could help us on this quest?
Rocket-propelled grenades, perhaps?
What if it comes down to your, you know, a fight to the death with your daughter?
If that's the will of the Deep Mother.
Okay. Don't want you to be really sore at us.
LNL's question, he'll turn around and pull open a cabinet and start rifling through stuff. And he'll throw out a couple things to you. Says, you may find use for these. My people don't trust them.
Okay, what did
A few potions.
Okay.
Oh!
What kind of potions do I have?
Other blessings of the Deep Mother. I don't know, can you identify them?
I cannot.
I bet an alchemist could.
You want to roll something for it, or just look at them? Like, would I know them by looking at them?
Hmm?
Would I know them by looking at them, or do I need to roll something?
It would be an arcana check.
Significantly less exciting than making you roll for it.
Do I get my extra plus two for that?
Yeah.
As an alchemist. So it's plus four. So it's plus seven. Natural 20, sir.
Two potions of healing and one water breathing.
Ooh.
Give that to the heaviest.
Say that again, please.
Two potions of healing. One potion of water breathing.
And healing is 2d4?
2d4 plus 2.
I give one of the red ones to the last there.
And the... Do I get any information about the potion of...
It's the spell water breathing.
Water breathing.
Just checking. It's been a really solid month for downloads.
Cool. The other side of the pillow.
Damn it, I was almost going to say it.
You can have both of the potions of healing.
Nice. I'll take it.
Because I have some healing bits that I forgot that I had.
Is it a...
Hey, in case we have to get out of here, like, real quick, do you mind, can we get some travel rations, just in case, to keep in our packs?
Actually, I'm going to take your gear and stow them in the boat, in a boat. He will take you up to the third level of his shack.
You got, like, a mansion?
No, all these are multi-level.
Yeah, but it's three levels.
Yeah, they're all mud.
It's a nice shack.
That's what I'm saying.
They're all mud thatch shacks.
Bedroom cottages. Yeah, you used to sing "Nice Shack,"
baby. No. Nice shack,
fish shack.
He points down to this dock. You're
fish cities.
Shit. You are here. He points down here to this last dock. He says there will be a boat there waiting for you.
So the plan is that we're gonna like fuck this shit up and then run, I guess.
Whatever Koto are left alive after this, because I'm assuming there's going to be a fight. I'm going to start one. They're not going to like you much.
If you're
going to
start a fight, why bother with the whole espionage? Just fucking start a fight.
Because I'd rather get to the head before they know there's an attack coming.
Oh, you're really not going to be sore at us.
No.
Okay. So how many days of supplies there are we packing in that boat?
You're not packing anything. My people are taking care of it.
I know. For rough numbers, I like to keep track of things.
2 weeks worth.
Thank you.
Is 2 weeks worth enough to get across the lake?
I don't know. You'll have to see when you get to the boat.
You throw a fishing rod in there.
Well, what do we have?
They shudder at the thought.
What do we have in reserve?
We have eight rations. But if they're giving us 2 weeks supply, and that's, we have 10, right? 10 mouths to feed plus us 4.
So, well, theoretically, times. Shushar isn't following us.
Stool doesn't eat, remember?
Oh, yeah. Shushar, are you staying behind here?
I plan to, yes.
Okay.
Will you be a part of the fight?
We only have 12 people. 6, 7.
I will be there, but I won't.
Broski.
There's
8 here.
I'm a pacifist. I won't fight.
Oh, not there are 7. We're going to lose Shushar.
Walk up to Shushar and I look at him and say, I was a pacifist once. Doesn't get you very far. When you got to fight, you got to fight. You're here to survive, so survive.
What's your alignment again?
Lawful good.
Okay. That's not what that says at all.
Oh, it's not lawful good. It's chaotic good. I forgot because of my name. It's chaotic good. My last character was lawful good. Forgive me.
I don't see where it says spell attack anywhere.
Dude, the writing on these cards are so small and confusing.
No, it was on here. He's talking about right here. Your f***ing spell attack bonus is 7.
That's not what it was.
No, about. Oh, no.
It was on the card itself.
Oh.
Where he couldn't figure out what to do with it.
It's also like the third sentence of the paragraph.
Right. A lot of times when you need to read something, you need to read all of the thing.
Read that and tell me where it doesn't say spell attack anywhere.
It does. Again, small writing and having to read 4 lines before I get to it is annoying as shit.
It's as hard as math.
This is like the definition of a Rancor and Brothel thing. Like, it was farther than 3 lines down. I didn't read that far.
Not only in the second sentence does it say, make a ranged spell attack. The last sentence, make a separate attack roll for each beam. So it's actually in there twice, and sooner than you said.
You see, I haven't corrected that. He gets 2 attacks
That's the higher level thing.
Huh?
No, it's at higher levels. I get 2 attacks with it.
Like maybe second level?
Or third?
Says 2 beams at 5th level. So I assume until 5th level I only have the 1.
I picked a hell of a day to quit sniffing glue, huh?
Kids, don't forget, reading is fundamental.
Here you go, man.
Don't smoke crap.
Okay, you guys have until tomorrow night. Is there anything you want to be doing?
I want
to take some time and mend some things.
Yep.
I believe as an alchemist I can make explosives.
I mean, you can.
Incendiaries, at least.
Yep.
Let's do the
given days of time to do so, right?
No, it's a long rest thing.
So is it?
I don't know. It's in Xanathar's.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
Cool.
I gave you the book.
Lucas by Xanathar.
He's literally had it.
It's not. It's right not here. In the store every time I go. I would.
Have you ever heard of Amazon?
Thank you.
Where I got mine.
Sorry, I like to support my local store. Cock.
They don't have it in fucking stock. Sorry.
Go elsewhere.
I don't remember what page it's on either.
Are you making me thieves' tools?
Yeah, sure.
How do they plan to, like, sacrifice us? Are we going to be tied up? Are we going to be, like, manacled? Are they just presenting us?
I should have took that diminution.
Are we going to have armor on? That's a real big one for me.
Yeah, they're not going to take any of your stuff. They'll hold on to your weapons and pass them to you when the fight starts.
When the go word is what, says the person without undercommon?
It won't be a word, don't worry.
Okay.
Will we leave our armor on?
Yes. You will be marched out onto a dock and bled out, chopped into chum, and thrown in the water.
Sounds,
That's how the sacrifices have been going.
Sounds really unpleasant.
They throw the chum into the water, and something's been eating it.
Could we roll back the tape on that a little bit?
What?
The something that's been eating it.
Yeah.
What is the something?
I don't know. The water churns, and honestly, I haven't gone in to find out.
So this isn't one of those, like, bloodlet a rabbit and God kind of looks over it kind of thing. This is like a thing comes and eats the chum.
Yeah, something's eating it.
Kind of really am disliking this plane just a little bit more.
But you have an archpriest of the Deep Mother to protect you.
Kira's not exactly religious. She's not a big fan of the sky god stuff.
That's okay. This is a water god.
Water god.
Yeah. Deep.
Can I have one of those explosives, Lucas?
I can only make one dose of something per long rest. We had how many days?
You have been making bombs.
You have a long rest.
A long rest, so I can make one alchemist's fire. Dose of acid, antitoxin, oil, perfume, or soap.
Make perfume!
Yeah, I want to smell pretty.
Soap, you're going in the water.
I can make an alchemist's fire.
Fire probably is not, I mean, Pokemon rules, fire's not exactly going to do well against something that's in the water.
It's freaking Greek fire. It burns in the water.
Yeah.
If you're going to play it that way, then I'll take the alchemist's
fire. Are the Kotoa, are they like moist?
They're slippery.
They're like
they literally have an ability called slippery.
So what if we like threw rock salt on them?
They're not snails.
Yeah, good idea though.
Just hang on to this for the evening.
That's fine.
Oops,
I shouldn't need it.
Stay over there in your pile just in case. I have nothing in it that I need. So.
So I spend the evening making an alchemist fire before I go to sleep.
Okay.
Anybody using several short rests?
Yes.
Fix everything and make thieves' tools.
You're good.
So I don't really need my thieves' tools up my shirt sleeve or something to try and get us out of manacles because we won't be manacled.
No, you won't.
The real question is, what does Alchemist Fire actually do?
Splash burns. Damage, burns things.
Yeah, but what's the damage on it?
Anybody else have anything they need to do?
I feel like Matt should ask more about this Deep Father thing.
I don't really have any questions.
Like, it's just, it's weird that they just suddenly manifested a god from their minds. Like, isn't that fucking weird?
Didn't you ask him?
Right, I don't know that my character gives a shit. Cody finds it fascinating.
Alright, I'll ask Shushar.
Okay.
I'm a follower of Moradin. And, you know, he's been around, like, to my people for, like, thousands of years. But your people just kind of, like, wished a god into existence. How's that work? Provided this Deep Father guy is, like, you know, real. But I'm assuming if she has clerical powers, that they're coming from somewhere.
I know nothing about the Deep Father. I know the Deep Mother.
And we're talking away from Plume. Right. I don't want to be rude.
Right. Well, you kind of get the sense that there is an animosity between Plume and Shushar. Plume really doesn't like him. The way I understand it is the Deep Mother wasn't there before the Koto started worshiping her. I mean, look at the idol outside. It's... You see the iconography that you remembered in your religion check before. You see a female form. You see severed head and claws of a giant albino lobster strapped onto the statue of a female. And it's just whatever they created. It smells of rotten fish. Yeah, they created the Deep Mother. And it was their worship that brought her into being. This isn't like Moradin, where Moradin was a being on another plane that affected this realm.
So the deep mother's like on this plane?
No. She is on another plane, but she was not there before the Koto started worshiping her.
Oh,
it was their worship that brought her into being.
Huh. For Cody to get back, who asked me to ask this fucking question and left the damn room. Okay, so Cody.
Yeah.
They literally willed her into being.
Yeah.
And she now exists on another plane.
Yeah.
Then I'm asking Cody, not Kira. Like, is that a mind flayery weird thing?
I mean, it's definitely a weird thing. Like, I knew what he was going to say. It's not, I would imagine, at least for your character, that would be a little bit disturbing and unusual, but it's not, like, highly unusual. Things can both, like the Buddha, ascend to godhood, or they can be gods that are then worshipped. But Cody, the person, finds it weird that they've done this twice now in, like, the last whatever. Especially if they just started worshipping this deep father within the last week, month, year.
Yeah.
I, Cody, find that very odd. That suddenly something attained this stature of a deity in such a short amount of time with such few theoretical followers. That's, especially when they're telling me there's shit swimming around in the lake, that's really disturbing to me as Cody. As I'm saying, as Matt, I think that the priest would find that very bizarre and interesting because it's very contrary to what you would understand as a deity. It's not so unusual in the Underdark, I don't think, anyway.
What?
Sort of summoning gods out of worship as opposed to summoning gods that are already, or as opposed to worshiping gods that are already there.
No, that's pretty irregular.
I mean, it's irregular, but I feel like one of the drow gods was like that, I feel like.
No, the drow gods are all children of Loth.
I'd have to read War of the Spider Queen. I feel like the one with the mask was, you know what I mean?
Starts with a V?
Yeah.
No, that's her son.
I know it's her son, but I didn't think he was a deity, like inherently.
Like he was a demigod or something?
Right. I felt like he was a stature lower and then was arisen.
Could be.
But the fact that they're literally willing these gods out of nowhere is very bizarre.
So, hey, Shushar, what's your best guess on what's eating the chum?
It could be anything in the Dark Lake.
Well, could it be anything that's making some kind of, you know, mass hypnosis on a group of Kotoa? Making them think it's a god?
I honestly don't know.
Do you know anyone we could ask before tomorrow?
I mean, there had to have been an impetus for the Deep Mother. Like, there had to have been. Somebody would have said one day, let's worship this person. You know what I mean? There had to have been a...
There had to be a Council of Nicaea.
Yeah.
For rich people.
It was his daughter, isn't that what he said? That his daughter suddenly had these visions?
Yeah.
No, but the Deep Mother, even though. Like, there had to have been...
Oh.
Well, the Deep Mother has been established for a long time.
I know, but they're saying it was something that was willed. They basically willed her into existence, but there had to have been some sort of impetus to have
to create that.
To have created that.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. Jeff doesn't know what it was.
Like, following Matt's like train of thought, like it could be some creature that swam into their community and was mind-fucking them for generations.
Right. Well, there was a whole race of squid-faced people who were mind-fucking them for ages. And once they freed themselves from that, this is what happened to them.
But the Deep Father is really, really recent and has risen to prominence very quickly. That's very surprising. I, Cody, am confused by that. Kira doesn't give a shit. She just wants to stab shit and doesn't want to get eaten by a lake monster tomorrow.
I got nothing else to ask then, really. I mean,
okay. Everybody make me a perception check.
Nat 20.
6.
11.
20. Unnatural.
Yeah, he got the natural 20. I was looking for the highest.
24.
As you guys are resting that night, you notice Topsy. She's taking scraps of food from dinner, and it's almost like she's got something in her coat or whatever she's wearing, and she's feeding it.
I'll walk up to her. What do you have there?
You see a rat poking out.
When did you find this?
When he caught up to us.
Was this before we got here?
Yeah, it was after the drow. After the drow caught up to us.
Does the rat look...
As Matt pulls a crocheted rat out of his pack.
Out of the norm at all? Just a normal rat?
Looks like a rat, yeah.
It's missing a finger.
Does it have a name?
Yeah.
One of our listeners enjoyed that.
It's Turvy.
Mm-hmm. I knew I should have picked Lesser Restoration. That would cure crazy, right?
No, that takes greater.
It takes greater restoration.
Yeah, he hasn't figured out how to turn back yet.
I'm sure we'll find a way.
Did anyone of us ever, I realize I'm not in this conversation, but did any of us ever actually watch him fall to death? Or we were just told he
died? No, he never came back from the kitchens to get the fire.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fun.
Are you going to mind blast an innocent rat? Fly that.
I will try to talk to the rat. Like, I will say, hello, Turvy.
Hello, computer.
Hello.
I want you to hold this and speak with it, please.
Computer.
You're going to try what? I'm sorry.
I'm going to say, hello, Turvy. Well.
In its mind?
That's how I'm always talking.
Oh, you don't speak at all?
Right. We went over this.
You're going to get a lot of people not liking you.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
How long have you been a rat?
What do you mean, how long have I been a rat? I was a rat when you met me.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, have a good day, I guess.
Have a good day.
Okay, then. Take care now. Bye-bye, then. So, Turvy changes on my notes from KIA to possibly a rat? Question mark? Yep.
Well, it understood me, which means it speaks a language.
That is true. There is I don't think rats have a high enough intelligence to understand language.
You didn't actually expend a spell to speak to beasts or, you know, animals or anything, so.
Wow.
That happened.
I love it! I love that you guys are just like, huh?
So I feel like this is like something you just came up with. This isn't a part of the story.
I mean, I am throwing in encounters and everything that are all me. Half of this stuff isn't out of the book. Well, not half of this stuff, but...
What? A fucking rat deep gnome?
They were talking about how people were not what they appeared to be. We've already discussed that as a theme for the game.
So, they're not actually deep gnomes. They are rats that were transubstantiated because I was a rat when you knew me, when you met me.
What are you talking about?
That's what you just said.
No, that's what the rat said.
That's what the rat said.
Yeah. And you weren't talking to the rat.
I know. Am I using my voice? No.
Okay. Anything else tonight? You rest the night?
You're really hoping that the ceremony involves lighting something.
Lighting something?
Yeah, like fire or some shit.
No, the Koto don't like bright light.
Yeah, I know. I'm finding that a bit of a logistical problem. Lucas is handing me a card. Okay. I kind of like that card. Thanks, Nord Games. That's a legitimately good card. Thanks. I would show you, but it would ruin the surprise.
Yeah, I know. I'm up for surprises. Yeah, so we sleep.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to between2crits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You listen to me.